The Gospel According to Experience by Allan Kardec. Chapter 5. Blessed are the afflicted. Matthew chapter 5, verses 5, 6, and 10. The justice of afflictions. The compensation promised by Jesus to the afflicted of this earth can only be effected in a future life. Without the certainty of this future, these maxims would be a contradiction. Still more, they would be a decoy. Even with this certainty, it is difficult to understand the convenience of suffering in order to be happy. It is said that it is to acquire greater merit. But then we ask, why do some suffer more than others? Why are some born in misery and others in opulence without having done anything to justify the situation? Why is it that some never manage to achieve anything, while for others everything seems to smile? Yet, what is even less understandable is why benefits and misfortunes are divided so unequally between vice and virtue. Why do we find virtuous people suffering side by side with the wicked who prosper? Faith in the future can console and instill patience, but it does not explain these irregularities, which appear to contradict God's justice. However, once God's existence has been admitted, one cannot conceive Him as being less than infinitely perfect. He is naturally all-powerful, all-just, and all-kindness, without which He would not be God. If He is supremely good and just, then He cannot act capriciously, nor yet with partiality. The vicissitudes of life derive from a cause, and as God is just, so then that cause must also be just. This is what each one of us must convince ourselves of. Through the teachings of Jesus, God started man on the path to find that cause. And now that man is sufficiently mature as to be able to understand, He has revealed the cause by means of Spiritism. That is to say, through the words of the spirits.